Hi there, this is Georgi, and today I would like to talk about when to test and iterate and when to aim for quote-unquote perfection. Startups are influenced for their minimum viable products, the so-called MVPs. MVPs are those quick and dirty features and products you create with the minimum amount of effort while keeping the cost as low as you can. With them, you present a rather complete part of the experience you wish to create for your customers. And in that way, you quickly learn which parts they like and which parts they don't. And then you iterate and iterate and iterate. This is an easy way to learn from the market and adjust rather than spend too much time and effort on things nobody gives a fuck. On the other hand, though, there are some things which are too important for you to push for speed. Those elements that have a strategic importance and where a delightful experience by itself brings value on top of the product might be too critical to be tested in a quick and dirty way. Those elements should be well crafted and labored on to the best of your ability. In short, test as much as you can when the risk and the costs are low. When either are high, just go the extra mile and produce your best work. I would like to present the idea of a step function MVP. This is when you're practically doing an MVP to decide whether to do an MVP. You do a small scale test to see whether it justifies the effort to do a higher scale test. You still keep it quick and dirty, you go fast, you fail fast, you adjust even faster. So how does it work in practice? You envision an idea, then rather than aim for scalability or emailing 10,000 people, you start small. You message a few people, you do a Google search or two, you go over the logic again, and if it still makes sense, you go to the next step. You invest a bit of money or time, you run a few Facebook ads, you create a wireframe for your website, you ask a few of your clients whether they would pay for such a feature. Then, if it still makes sense, you go to the next step. You only invest the time and effort when you have a reasonable expectation that it will be justified. You just play probabilities. So, for example, you want to test whether your clients would like to pay for an audio course you haven't done before. You invest 10 minutes to sketch the details. If you still like what you see, you put 2 hours to do a very small-scale test. If it works, you put a day, then a week, then a month, etc. So you only expand when it makes sense to expand. So even when you expand your testing efforts only when you have a reasonable expectation that they will work, you still need to prioritize. As a startup, you're swimming against the current. You have to be quick, you have to be efficient, and the outcome of failure can be the end of your company. So doing the shotgun approach and testing everything ain't the way to go. To choose among the multiple options you have, map on one side the potential contribution of each of them to your success. For instance, this can be something as trivial as revenue per month you can achieve in the short term, or it can be something as complex as the potential increase of your CAC ratio due to a higher lifetime value of your customer. Nevertheless, you prefer big winners rather than small successes. Then on a different dimension, map the required effort to know whether you want to continue. For instance, how quickly you know whether to push your MVP to the next level. And in that way, you get a 2x2 matrix. Clearly, you want to focus on high impact, low effort MVPs. Without much investment of time and money, you see whether you can significantly improve your bottom line, which, by the way, is not limited to only your profit. It's all about success in whatever way you define it. Then once you're done with those, you bet on low impact, low effort, if you need quick wins, or high impact, high effort, if you can afford the time to invest. Then, of course, you ignore the low impact, high effort activities as those ain't giving you nothing of value. When you have to learn from the market, you do small-scale tests. You only put more effort when you expect that your new feature or product would work. You improvise, adapt, overcome. All of that sweet, sweet startup agility. For important aspects of your product, though, you should aim to do them really, really good. Choose strategically where and when to create delightful experiences, and then you focus on the small things. You must be like Michelangelo working on his David, polishing every rough edge. Live and breathe your product through the eyes of your clients, being an artist on a mission. Because if you don't love the product yourself, who the fuck else will? And in a world filled with noise and countless other products, why would anyone care about your product if it doesn't stand out? If it's obvious that you didn't care about their experience. And if people love what you've done, they will tell their friends, and their friends will tell their friends as well, and then you have a market. Then you can get more feedback, improve even more your creation. That's how you get Slack, that's how you get Trello, that's how you get Toggle. You shock your customers with an outstanding user experience and they can help but love it.